Hello.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No worries. The volume sounds great. You sound great, but we're still about 6 minutes away before we go live. Okay, so I'm going to put you back on hold, and
Okay.
I'm going to mute your mic so I can finish my pre-prep. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Hollis Chapin Show, the podcast that brings you the most inspiring and thought-provoking conversations each and every week. I'm your host, Hollis Chapin, and I am thrilled to have you join us on this exhilarating journey. On this show, we delve into the minds of visionaries, change makers, and trailblazers from all walks of life, from authors, entrepreneurs to athletes, artists, activists, and even astronauts. We leave no stone unturned in our quest to inspire and empower our listeners. Our guests are not just your average run-of-the-mill celebrities. They're individuals who have overcome the odds, shattered barriers, and achieved phenomenal success. They share their secrets, successes, and even their failures so you can learn from their journeys and apply their wisdom to your own life. Whether we're diving into personal development, authors' new novels, entrepreneurship, mental health, social justice, or the latest scientific breakthroughs, our discussions are always thought-provoking, challenging conventional wisdom, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. But it's not just the guests that make this show special, it's you, the listeners. Your engagement, questions, and comments fuel every episode. We live for the ha moments, the goosebumps, and the inspiring breakthroughs that happen when we come together as a community. So grab your headphones, get ready for a mind-expanding experience, because on the Hollis Chapin Show, we believe that everyone has a story worth telling and a dream worth pursuing. Our mission is to inspire you to take that first step towards your own greatness. Mark your calendar, set your alarm, because every Tuesday and Friday a new episode drops, ready to empower, educate, and entertain you. Join us on this magnificent adventure, and together, let's unlock our limitless potential. Welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Hollis Chapman Show. I am Hollis. I am so excited to have you here today on this Thursday edition of the Hollis Chapman Show. Our special guest here today, she grew up in Big Sky Country of Montana, a land of rugged character, breathtaking nature. She had a normal childhood, she says, went to college and studied business, and like everyone else, tried to figure out what to do with her life. Well, she realized while she's going through that journey, she has a special gift, and we'll talk about that when she comes on live. But let's welcome to our show our special guest. Let's get inspired by a special guest, Miss Angela Linhart.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your show today.
Thank you so much for doing this. Again, just reading your stuff, reading your blog, very inspiring. It really is. I want you to share that as we get going. It was great. And thank you for joining us today. And great thing. Thank you for sharing your story with us, the listeners. It's great. Okay. So before we get going, please tell us more about yourself and your new book.
Well, my name is Angela Linhart, and I'm an intuitive life coach, and I love telling stories about my life and just sharing about my experiences. So my latest book, Trigger the Wonder Horse, it's my soul, it's my purpose. And what inspired the book is my passion and love for God and my horse, and serving others in the best way that I know how. It is my heart, and I feel like it is my duty and moral responsibility to share this message and teach others how to use their innate intuitive healing abilities for themselves and other people.
You said in your bio that you got a little something from your mother. You know, we can kind of get that extra little sensory scent. Talk about that a little bit. Talk about how you started to realize that, hey, you know, I'm maybe a little special here. I may know things or do things other people don't know can do. Talk about that.
Well, I don't know if I would use the word special. I think everybody is special, and everybody has their own unique gifts. They're God-given gifts. And I think the journey is about discovering, you know, what gift God gave you so you can go out there and share it with others. But, growing up in Montana, talking about spirituality, intuition, energy wasn't a normal conversation. I don't think I even heard of it or even came up. My mom would always talk about the angels I went to church. I wasn't browbeaten with it. It wasn't something that I was made. Well, I wouldn't say she made me go to church. I mean, on Sunday, she'd be like, you know, we're going to go to church. And I would wrestle with her, and I'd be like, I don't want to go. And she would be like, well, you're going, and you're going to show up for God today. And I would threaten her that I was going to wear my pajamas. And she said, God doesn't care. God does not care how you show up. So that was, you know, that was ingrained in me from a very young age. And to this day, I still love going to church. It isn't because I feel like I have to go in order for God to love me, or I'm going to be a better person, or I'm going to find my way to heaven. It's just something that I like to do, and it's part of my tradition.
That's beautiful. You know, I was watching this morning your video about your book, your wonderful horse. So it's very emotional. So tell us a little bit more about the video. You talk about your horse and maybe the moment where you thought you're going to put the horse down, but he said, no, not today. That's not going to happen. Tell us some of that story, because it's very emotional. It's great. I loved it when I was watching it this morning.
Well, the book is written in two different parts. So the first, I want to say the first half is about a girl and her horse, and the second half is about a warrior's ride, because it truly was, I think, it was a battle. I feel like it was an energetic battle between good versus evil, and I'm just going to call it like it is. But the first half of the book, you know, what inspired the book is Trigger was, he wasn't sick. He was just injured. He had a hoof injury and it just didn't seem to get better. And it was so emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually draining that I couldn't handle it anymore. And one day he walked himself over to where they euthanized the horses. And he laid down in that space. And I thought, you know what, this is a sign from the God, this is Trigger's sign that he's ready to go. So when I heard that he was down, I walked over to him and the vet tech came out and she was sitting next to me and she said, you know, you've been the best mother that any horse could ever, ever imagine. And she goes, maybe this is his time. And I leaned down and I whispered in his ear, are you ready to go meet God? And he could not stand on all four hooves. He could only stand on three, but this horse mustered up enough strength to stand up and run away from me as fast as he possibly could. And he began to eat hay. And then that was when I looked at him, I knew, okay, you're not ready to go yet. We need to stay in this battle and keep fighting for your life. I need to keep fighting for your life. And that's, then we had, he got better through another set of miracles, one after another, after another. I just kind of kept putting one hoof in front of the other. And that was like the next couple of years. We did a lot of things for our community and giving back, which was so much fun. And I could truly say the best part of our life was giving back to others that had given, you know, to us and those that hadn't even given to us, just whoever was in front of us. I tried to figure out a way how to give back.
Outstanding. Angela, let's pat yourself on the back because you didn't give up. And that's a beautiful thing. You didn't give up. You kept forward. You know, you know, I'm sure you had some days where you want to, you know, you go home and go, oh, geez, this is, you know, cost me a lot of money, cost me a lot of time emotionally, cost me. But the horse is my horse. I'm going to see him through this. So good for you.
Yeah. Right. You know, he was my BFF and my soulmate. And I was not going to give up on him, especially if there was something that I could do that was in my power, in my little sphere. I was going to make sure that it happened. As my mom would say, come hell or high water, you're going to make that work.
You know, a lot of the listeners out there, we have some tough times. Things are tight right now around our country, around our world. Things are crazy. So then, you know, again, like I said, listen to your video this morning. Watch your video. Listen to your story. Listen to the greatness that comes out of it. And a lot of listeners can relate to themes of resilience and self-discovery from your book. Can you tell us more about the role that your Trigger the Runner Horse played in your journey? I mean, we just know the story of him and his survival. But what did it do to you and your survival, your strength and your business and your helping other business people and entrepreneurs? What did that do for you?
You know, he, like I said, he was my rock. He was my greatest teacher. When I say he was somebody that I could depend on, he held space for me. He was unconditional love. I could trust him. There wasn't a doubt in my mind where he was. He was out in the pasture. And when I drove up, you know, to the barn, he would come to me and he would whinny and he would talk to me. And this horse could just, I swear we had a relationship, but this relationship was built every day based on consistency. And through that, he taught me how to live a virtuous life that was full of, you know, responsibility, patience, discipline. But not only that, it was courage and compassion and how to authentically love, how to truly, truly love, you know, something that only gives you back unconditional love as well. So that was our bond, and it was truly an unbreakable bond. And no one or nobody got in the middle of that. You know, I had a few boyfriends or, you know, relationships along the way that said, oh, it's me or your horse. And I'd be like, well, see you later. See you later, buddy. Because nothing got in between me and unconditional love.
Beautiful. when you think back, what was the, I mean, was it when he got up and started running to the hay, was that the moment you said, I'm going to write a book? Or when was a wow moment you said, I got to write a book. I got to put this down. You know, you've talked to a lot of business people. You talk to a lot of things. You have a lot of people out. When did Angel say, I'm going to write this book?
You know, I decided to write, I wrote the first book, the first part, at that moment when, you know, we were going to do the next surgery, and then we had a lot of help from the community. I had a lot of help from the community, financially, because it was just such a burden. But we had done things along the way. So we built a rapport with our community, and it wasn't just that I showed up one day and said, you know, and I didn't ask. I asked for people to send prayers. And what they did is they sent prayers, but they also called the clinic and they said, I want to make a donation. And that's when I said, okay, I need to write a book and share our story. And then after, so that was the first half. And the second part, which is like the warrior's ride, is after Trigger passed away, and I felt I had a responsibility to God to share this story and to finish it out, to finish this journey, and to share about what I had to go through spiritually and energetically, being who I am and doing what I do, in order to finish the ride and to share with people, yes, that God is real. God is for real. The angelic realm is for real. Miracles happen. We are living proof. And I just wanted to share that, yes, there is good news, you know, but yeah, you have to turn towards the light, and you have to always turn towards the light and look for the light at the end of the tunnel, even on those darkest days.
Beautiful. Hey, Angela, you did bring it up about him passing. That must have been so devastating for you. That must have been just, I don't know how you carried on. But it kind of brings us back to that moment where it passed, and how did Angela recover? How did you go on? Because again, I know myself, my marriage didn't last 22 years. So it's one where, that tore me up. Yeah. How did Angela recover from a relationship that was 22 years long? And in the past.
Yeah. It was, you know, I'm probably still recovering. Every day, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of him and think about just the good times. I really reflect on the good times. It was, you know, there were signs, and I wrote about this in the book, that were leading up to his passing. And this is my life. This is my story. You know, God and the angels give me signs. They tell me what's going, they do give me hints about what's going to transpire. You know, this has always been the way. And my journey is just what I do is look for those signs. And then I'm able to connect the dots pretty well to put together the big picture. So there were signs that were leading up to telling me that God was going to take him. So I, in a way, I was prepared. So the morning of his death, he that night he laid down in the stall. Or he laid down in the barn. And I had always told him, and I prayed to God. I said, God, please don't make me have to put him down. My greatest fear was to, you know, I don't know if people are familiar with euthanasia with horses, but usually they give him like a shot to sedate them or to drop them. Literally, it drops them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then the next shot is to, you know, take their life. And I never wanted to be that. I never wanted to have to make that choice to drop him. I wanted him to go on his own. And then, I could help him pass, but I didn't want to take his hoofs out from underneath of him. And I didn't have to. That night he lay down or fell down on his own. And that morning, before I got out of bed, I looked on my Facebook and my memories, and it just so happened that it was like six years prior that he went in for his very first surgery for his hoof. And I was, you know, saying what a great journey we had and blah, blah, blah. And it was almost a little surreal that I was reminded of all these, it was a really tough experience. He was going in for surgery, but we came through it, and we had a lot of wonderful adventures because of that. And then I got out of bed. And as I walked out into my living room, I had this huge picture of clouds on my wall. And it was like I was submersed into this vision. It was like I was, it was a surreal experience. And then I pop out of the picture. It was so surreal. And I got on my tennis shoes and I decided to go for a walk. And as I was down this path, the vet called me. And as soon as I saw her number pop up, and I thought, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it, that this was the end. So I just answered the phone and I said, "What?" And she goes, "Your buddy's down." And I said, "Okay, I'll be right there." And, you know, I turned around to go back to my truck, and I didn't run. I didn't run like I normally would. I walked because I knew this was the end, and there was no hurry. And when I got to the barn, you know, it was so beautiful. Everybody, vet assistants to the vets, to the dog, to whoever knew Trigger, or pretty much most of the people who knew Trigger or took care of him, were already there. They had already greeted me. They were in that space, and I got out of my truck, and it was that was it. Yeah. So it was such a beautiful experience. And so you asked me what I have done to, you know, to work through my grief. And, you know, I think, you know, grief comes in waves, and I allowed myself to grieve for, you know, for a couple of days. I don't think it's healthy to grieve for a long period of time, because you can get depressed, and then you lose, you don't get outside. And I had to find the strength to get outside and to sit in the sunshine, to go for walks, even though I had no responsibilities to Trigger, and he took up the majority of my time. So I had to look for other things and things to do to contribute to other people's lives and to keep me going. So it was, you know, to find the strength to continue to eat healthy and to go outside and go for a walk and appreciate the beauty, and a lot of prayers. You know, God gets us through those tough times, but you have to go to God. You have to pray to God. And that, again, that opens you up. It opens your heart up to receive a sense of peace that is overwhelming, and it's omnipresent. And it is, you know, it just is.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I know it's heartfelt. You got me a little all teared up there. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. That's what I'm good at.
That's what you do. All right. Okay. What I want you to do, I want you to paint a picture of your beautiful cover that I'm looking at right now of your book. And where do we go after the show to get your book and learn more about you?
Well, our face is out there everywhere. Yeah. I've been building, you know, our story for such a long time. And I've always known, like I've said, this is my sole purpose. This is my mission on how I can give back in the way I know how, and share just the how powerful God and prayer and believing in yourself truly is. You can go to Trigger's website, triggerthewonderhorse.com. You can go to my website, angelalenhart.com. Oh, he's on Amazon. We're on all social media channels. So just type in Trigger the Wonder Horse and we'll pop up somewhere.
The cover has got her and the horse there. Trigger the Wonder Horse, beautiful cover, big smile like you always have in all your pictures. I'm at your website now. So guys, I want you to follow up, go look at her story. Just get inspired. You know, meet Trigger, you know, is this a wonderful, really well done website stuff there. So make sure you follow over there. Okay. So, you know, as like you said, your book is a testament to power, resilience, and human spirit. And that's you. That's you to the T. That's great. You're teaching people. You teach entrepreneurs. When you sit and talk to these business people and entrepreneurs, you tell them the story about your horse and that, they probably give you a little look over the eye going, "Oh, this woman's crazy." How did you get them to overcome that and go, "Ooh, this woman really touched your heart"? Because you can. I mean, I don't have a pet, but I can kind of really relate to this pet ownership thing now just by listening to you. How do you get these naysayers to overcome that and come to your corner?
Well, I I think that you, I've had experiences, and then you have to be able to back up your words. So I walk my talk. I'm not one of those. I don't just I try not to shoot my mouth off without having evidence behind me. So everything that I've ever written or talked about, published is what happened. It is who I am. And I've had witnesses. So what the great thing is well is that I've had witnesses to testify that yes, it did happen. They, you know, it wasn't just me that was there. You know, I can back it up with, you know, I'll say something, you know, when I talk to clients and yes, I'm intuitive. And yes, I see energy. Yes, I can move energy. I teach people how to do it. We all can do it. And I just, you know, want people to know how their superpower lives within them. It truly does. It lives within your heart and you can move it through your breath. God gave us the power of breath. He breathed the life into us for us to use. So that's what you know, I'm passionate about and how I can, you know, get people in my corner is I can just be authentic and real. And if you don't want to be in my corner, that's fine. Go stand in yours. I don't care. Just don't come into my house and pee on the corners because that ain't going to work.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, you still live in Montana, right?
No, I live in Denver. I'm a Colorado resident. I've been here for quite some time, but my family still lives in Montana.
All right. I was going to say, how does Angela get new clients? Because I was saying, if you live in Montana, it's a whole different story than living in Denver. So, you know, I know Hollis does a lot of things to get new clients and getting people like yourself. How does Angela do it? You know, tell those new authors out there how to get new readers, how to sell more books. What do you do behind the scenes to get the word out? I mean, you got a wonderful story, so that attracts right away. But what else do you do to get new clients, to get your business flowing, and get successful that way?
Right. I teach workshops in the, you know, in the community. I'm constantly putting out content. I create my own content. I don't allow AI to do any of it for me. So I write every word that's written is something that I sat down and took out a pen and paper. I show up for people and word of mouth primarily gets new clients in the door. I trust that whoever's supposed to show up does, you know, will show up. And I just constantly work on myself through my own self-discipline and the practices that I do to better myself each day. And I think that's what draws people to me, to my office, to ask me for, you know, advice or mentorship and things like that. So yeah, I teach classes and workshops online and in person and do whatever I can.
Beautiful. I'm at your website now. It's got services. It breaks it down to individual, intuitive business consulting, feng shui, perfect. You got speaking engagement here. You got classes and events. You got your blog, your media, order your book, contact you. So it's a very easy website to navigate. Beautiful website. You're always smiling. That's always great. So that's good there. So people follow up, you know, check her out, get some, you know, get things going for the new year. So outstanding. Get inspired. Yeah. Like she says right there, the big letters. I love that. Angela. Okay. We're down to the end. Thank you for sharing your story with us. You know, the book.
Absolutely.
Trigger the Wonder Horse is a multi-read for anyone seeking inspiration and guidance on their own journey of self-discovery. And again, I know that through your stories, to your workshops, you've probably seen some stories that go, oof, that blew that story out of my life, you know, but you're there to help them. You're there to help us. And we thank you for doing what you do. Okay, so thanks for joining today. In closing, is there a closing remark you'd like to say to us listening out there as you go away?
You know, from my experience, it's truly amazing what can happen when you focus on God and you allow the light and the flow of the universe move through you and life itself. You know, our story is living proof that miracles can happen and healing happens. and just to, you know, when we're in a really tough time in the world right now, that is, that's no secret. And we need God, we need prayer, we need each other, we need stories of hope. And that is what this story is a story of hope. So, you know, if anybody is feeling down and they're like, well, how do I know miracles happen? Or, you know, what is the path? Well, I can't say this is the way, but I can say these are my experiences. This is what happened. This is every step of the way. And so I wanted to make it relatable so other people could look at their life and go, oh yeah, the universe is on my side. God is on my side. Look at what just happened. And that, I think that is motivation for all of us to keep going during these turbulent times that is taking place right before our eyes.
Yes. Before we let you go, please tell us again, where do we go after the show? What websites we go and what Amazon?
Go to my website, AngelaLenhart.com. or triggerthewonderhorse.com, and our videos are there. I also have a ton of, I don't know if a ton, but quite a few inspirational videos on my YouTube channel, which talks about our experience with my other animals as well, and finding some spiritual gifts along the way, and how the angelic realm has worked with us. I love Archangel Michael and Raphael and Gabriel. Mm. You know, they're very, very powerful in God's kingdom. So just to know that, you know, we can create our heaven on earth, and heaven on earth is happening, but you do need the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. You have a great, great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, what a great show. Again, you got to go and get inspired. You got to go and to her website. You got to check out the beautiful smile. She's got great stories. I said she got great videos, great pictures of her and her horses. And she's, you know, it's a beautiful story. It really is. Okay, Trigger the Wonder Horse. You know, I know the pet owners out here in our world, they're passionate about their pets. They really are. So this could be another situation where you can go get even more passion and get inspired. You know, she didn't give up. Okay, they, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful story. And you must go and follow up. You must go and just kind of, just go with open mind. You don't need to be this and you don't need to be that. Just go with open mind. Read the whole story about her and her horse, Trigger. Okay, follow up, drop her a note, say hi. She'll love that. Hey guys, no guests tomorrow, but I'm here. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to offer you as content tomorrow, like just like Angela. I'll write up my content for tomorrow's show. It's going to be great. But thanks for listening today. Download the show tonight. We're going to put this on Roku and Amazon Fire TV to make sure they get some more exposure for her, for you guys to go and check it out. And let's close it up with some music. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everyone for joining in. Download this show. Make sure you follow up, get Angela's information, and check her out, okay? And as always, I'll see you next time.